since 2012. to a new corporate head office in Centurion. This new office space was rented to the value of 87 million rand over a 5-year period. The entity also specified a AAA graded building, which was also considered for the previous committee as they saw it a bit expensive. Also, the disposal of the previous head office in Arcadia, and it's in Pretoria, was also a cause for great concern, as the sale of the building was against the Public Finance Management Act, as no approval from the Minister was obtained, and it's also unclear whether the building has been sold or what their status. So neither could ask the Bureau of what is happening with the building currently. Honourable members and chairperson, another concern for the committee was the issue of contingent liability. The entity has continuously failed to budget for any contingent liability, despite the fact that there were serious legal challenges against the authority. The biggest case against them was brought by the Security Industry Alliance, and this was because of a significant fee increase in 2011, and the CRA increased the fees for companies with 75% and also increased the annual fee for individual guards employed by companies by 900%. And this was done despite the recommendation from the National Treasury to implement an inflation-related increase of only 9.5% across all categories. As members should also know that this decade-long failure of CRA's increase the tariffs led to a large degree to the financial difficulties. But like Treasury recommended, it should not have been that high. However, the Security Industry Alliance successfully applied for ISIC not to pay the increased fees, but ultimately lost the court case. However, that's now appealed, and the case is still pending. And the constitution of the council has also been a concern, as the council only has 2 members and 1 chairperson. The council forms the accounting authority of the entity and is ultimately responsible for the financial management of the entity. And these council members are also appointed by the Minister of Police, and is made up of 5 council members, chairperson, deputy chairperson, and 3 members. The committee also worked on the private security industry regulatory amendment law, which started in 2012. It has been approved by both houses and submitted to the president for assent on 5 March 2014. However, it is not in fine yet. It made significant amendments to the way that CERA will operate, and but a lot of industries have expressed great concern over the possible enactment of this act, and it's still to the decision of the president whether to sign. Now, the serious representation states that many concerns previously raised by the committee was resolved. However, the committee should close these issues as it's not clear how it's been resolved. Honourable members, looking at the financial position of CERA for the 14-15 financial year, it has estimated revenue of 185.9 million rand. Its operating expenditure English is now that there's always increase about basically inflation related, and it is not excessive increase. The financial figures provided once we were in the annual performance plan differed slightly from those in the estimates of expenditure on the E&E for programs 1 and 3. There is not a lot of money, it's about 2 million in each program. So we should just inquire with the DY why the figures actually differ from the app we would normally set the E&E figures as the correct figures. Looking at the revenue from sales of goods and other services other than capital assets is expected to increase from 118.6 million to 145.7 million in 2014-15. From the previous financial year, it's a nominal increase of 22.2%. Revenue received from other non-tax revenue is expected to increase from 33.9 million to 38.3 million in the 2014-15 financial year. Transfers received is expected to increase from 1.5 to 1.8 million. Maybe you should also note that the previous budget or an ABP included a sales breakdown of revenue estimates like annual fees, registration fees, and investment income to name a few. However, this breakdown has now been omitted from the ABP. Looking at program 3, communication, because in terms of research, they indicated that two topics for research will be identified during the 14-15 financial year. The authorities said that if a new indicator, it was also included in the previous ABCs, with a target for four topics identified during the 14-15 financial year. Could inquire why the target was changed, and the identification of topics are not really eligible for the service after. The institute should provide a date when the research product will be funded. The authority also indicated that they will conduct full surveys during the financial year, and they did not elaborate on these surveys. They want to mention how they're going to go about doing this. Honourable members, quickly looking at the personnel of the entity, they have a brief establishment of 278 posts. They have 222 funded posts currently. In 2012-13, they had 203 posts filled. In 2013-14, they had 220 posts filled. And during the 14-15 financial year, there were 243 posts filled. And they estimate to have 280 posts filled in 2016-17. However, this is against the group's establishment of 268 posts, and the committee should inquire or engage the entity on this issue. They have 68 vacancies at the end of November last year. There is quite a large decrease in their positions in salary level 7 to 10. It will increase from 172 to 185 positions from last year to this year. And committee members could inquire why or which positions are employed within the salary band. The figure should also be encouraged to include a comprehensive breakdown of the staff establishment of each regional and provincial office in the APP, and also to be included in the EAE, and also a comprehensive breakdown of the staff per program of the entity. The APP also has no information on both training and skills development for the employees, which should be engaged with the committee.
They indicate, I think it was over 40 million rand in the last interview article, which they
to that, because we do have that.
Thank you. Because you'll probably only start looking at it next week.
Okay, so if I familiarise myself now, I should be okay. Because I'm
Next week's your last week, yeah.
Chill.